Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's up, Jeff?
Hey, your background is in the amateur scouting. What did you learn from doing the international stuff that you maybe brought back to running this?
Probably just more work ethic, you know, down there, just like working and, you know, the competition aspect and just bringing that over here.
What's your calendar been like doing both in the end of the international?
You know, you just kind of go where you're needed. You're constantly in communication with your international side, your regional cross checkers, your national guys here, and you're going to kind of fill gaps where it need be.
What's your assessment of what this draft looks like? There's a lot of guys with some risk attached to them. You guys are kind of normally attached to those kind of guys too.
Yeah, I think every draft's going to have guys with risk. I think we're going to be attached to guys with talent. And this year there are a lot of talented guys with some risk, so we'll see what happens.
Where's it deep at?
I think the whole draft is deep, man. I like the arms. I like the bats. We're just putting some stuff together. I feel like it's a pretty deep draft.
It's probably unfair to like ask how important a draft is because they're all important. But you guys have traded some guys in the past few years. Like, how important is this one to kind of just replenish what you have down there?
I think you're always trying to replenish. Every international class, every draft class, always trying to replenish the farm. And, you know, that's one of our focuses every year.
So now that you're out of rebuild into contention mode, do you feel the need maybe to take somebody who's closer, like a college player over a high school arm or a high school hitter?
Yeah, stuff that's talked about in the room, but I think whether it's high school, college, we're going to take the best player on the board.
AJ, why did you make this move to go with Chris as your new amateur scout?
Yeah, I mean, I think Chris, obviously the last few years, he's had a lot of roles in the organization. He's done a great job in every one of them, overseeing the international department, getting on the field with a lot of the prospects that we signed that were in our system, and seeing through the development. So he's got a lot of, you know, I mean, he's just got a lot of really good feel from his playing experience background, as an area scout, as an international director running departments, and then, you know, seeing our farm system. So I think that's, you know, just like really attractive for somebody to oversee the department. And, you know, honestly, I felt like we've done a good job scouting development. We've done a good job in the draft. But I just felt like, you know, Chris's perspective was going to add something more to our group.
How challenging is the timing of this year's draft with the deadline also? Something you would think about?
Yeah, it's definitely different. I mean, you know, the last 2 years, but especially this year, like we're moving into mid-July. So, I mean, it's, you know, you definitely have to, you know, a bunch of different hats you've got to wear and be prepared for different things, like looking at the season and then also, you know, getting ready for a trade deadline and then the draft. But, you know, our guys are really prepared. Our scouts do a great job. We could have drafted, you know, probably in May, honestly. So I think everybody's just really excited. It's a fun weekend, and it'll be a fun couple of weeks.
At the big league level, what's this team need right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think overall for the first half we've played well. I think, you know, obviously the last few weeks going into the break, you know, I think the number one thing from an offensive standpoint, we just haven't swung the bats the way we were capable of, and we're going to need to if we want to play deep into October. Starting pitching has carried the way for most of the first half in the bullpen. You know, up until really the last few weeks, the pen's been strong the last couple of weeks. Maybe some of the injuries, you know, I think have taken their toll a little bit, so we're excited about getting some of those guys back. You know, bottom line, offensively, we've got to put a little more pressure on other teams, score more runs, and combine that with pitching and defense and kind of get back to what's made us successful for most of the first half.
With Pomeranz and Tatis coming back at some point, does that change the way you approach the trade deadline, or do you still look at it as we don't have those guys now, we have to plan accordingly with what we have on the field at the moment?
Yeah, I think we'll factor everything in. I think you're obviously constantly trying to figure out, you know, and you know, get a sense of who's going to come back, what your roster is going to look like. You know, I think we'll continue to get more information in the next couple of weeks leading up to the deadline. We'll factor it all in before we make any decisions.
What does a return of Tatis do for the offense?
Yeah, no, obviously, you know, Fernando, a healthy player, is a you know, he's an impact guy. So he does a lot for both sides of the ball, offense, defense. Adds an energy element to our team, and then obviously he just can do a lot on the field. You know, he hit the ball in the ballpark, he can score, you know, with his legs, and he's a threat. He makes the other guys in the lineup better. So he adds a lot. I think, you know, we're excited to see him start swinging the bat and see how he progresses, and, you know, looking forward to getting back in the lineup for sure.
Is the timetable any more solidified now that he is on that progression?
Yeah, our medical group, they've put together, I mean, they've been very detail-based this whole time. I think we're, you know, understanding, though, with any injury, there's got to be flexible, and the player will tell you, You know, we'll constantly talk with our doctors. We've got plan mapped out over the next 3 to 4 weeks, kind of what that looks like. It will be honestly like a week to week thing, though. I think each week we'll kind of get back together, kind of see how he's doing, see how he's progressing, see if we can move the timetable forward, see if we move it back a little bit. But overall, we've got kind of what we think this is going to look like over the next month, and we'll see how things go week to week.
Are you looking at anything specific as we approach the trade deadline?
Yeah, I think, kind of going both this weekend. We've got a lot of scouts on the road looking at other clubs, looking at other situations that maybe fit. I think we're definitely looking internal. We've made a few additions from AAA, and we'll keep looking to see what we have, either coming back off the IL, guys that we've kind of played better in this clubhouse, and then guys that can help us in our system. I think it's no secret we've got to score some more runs here in the second half. That'll be a focus for us over the next couple of weeks. Hoping most of the answers are coming from within, but if not, we're also out there scouting hard and seeing what's out there in the training room.
Can you count on that? You mentioned that in the past, but you've had a couple of guys, like a Cronin or a Dunquist, you've been up and down, you've not performed up to expectations. Can you really count on that?
Yeah, I think that's the good part is that, I think we do feel like with the guys that we have in on our team, they're capable of swinging the bat a lot better in the second half. And usually, with established players at the end of the season, their numbers will be there. So I think you're constantly trying to evaluate that. We've got, some guys that we really do believe in that, we think are gonna play better here in the second half. And, we'll weigh that out as we get to a deadline and see what an acquisition cost is.
If you don't mind, can you just detail specifically what Tatis is able to do, just the progression for this week as it stands?
Yeah, I think it's exactly what he's doing today. I leave that in the hands of the training staff and the coaches. I think it'll be dry swings into T work, into live arms, machine work, and then eventually going into games. So exactly what progression that is, I don't think it's going to be something we're going to be updating daily. Exactly where he's at every single day. I think we're going to kind of let the progress, let the process take its shape. But he'll go little by little from just that strength build up, range of motion build up, and tee to flips to live arm to machine work to live arm to eventually gain.
When you say 3 to 4 weeks, that sort of amount to return to play for the Tigers?
Yeah, that's what we're hoping for. Yeah.
Chris, real fast, with the talk international draft kind of picking up,
yeah,
could be a real thing. What's your take on that, having kind of heated in both forms?
I think we're good either way. I think we're paired on both ends. Whether they go draft, they keep the system the same. We'll read and react to whatever they want to do.
You have a preference out of the way?
No.